We have to listen to the whole song every single time?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
You signed the contract.
Oh, you're wasting my time. Yeah, Gordan, and then music. Yeah, okay, got it. Yes. Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Hello, Gordon.
Nice, wow. Nice vibrato there, Donnie.
How are you, sir?
Very nice. Doing great.
Sounded like Daddy.
All right.
Carrying that note, man.
See how long I can carry that note.
Okay, go.
No. So, I heard
looks like
you
you're about
guys
to take me
today.
To task for
oh
something.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm oh, so no. pissed right now.
Oh no.
No, just heard you guys talking about summertime today. And I was thinking about, because I just saw this tweet out about Jet Magazine and Beauty of the Week. And I know we're all nostalgic about what we did as, you know, youth or whatever. And the magazine was such a huge part of, you know, running to the mailbox to see if the magazine that you had, whether it was Sports Illustrated or...
Or Jet.
Jet, Ebony, Teen Beat, whatever it was.
What, how are Jet and Ebony positioned differently? Like, I didn't... Of course, I didn't take either of these magazines because the only magazine I took when I was a kid was, I think, Highlights.
Okay.
I think I got that when I was a kid.
Nothing wrong with Highlights. That was big.
Man. And I think I got a Smithsonian for Kids magazine. And I thought that was so cool. It's like my grandmother gave it to me. And I thought, wow, I have my own subscription to something. This magazine comes just for me.
I know. That was my first Sports Illustrated subscription. Mm-hmm. I was just, yep. I mean, you want to talk about running to
every
the mailbox
week.
To see if my magazine was there so I can just flip through it and see all the pictures. But my parents got Ebony and Jet. And Jet, of course... Once you got the magazine, it was straight to page 43 for the Beauty of the Week. That's the first place you went before you saw anything. You could have the cast of Good Times on the cover, and you didn't care about the story. It was just page 43 because it seemed like they just had ordinary ladies as the Beauty of the Week. And then you see where they were from. And if they were from Dallas, you wanted to see if it was an opportunity and maybe you can run into page 43 out at the grocery store or something somewhere. Because
it was just
from
a random
Dallas.
Person?
Yeah.
It's just. Did they submit their own pictures?
I would think so, yes. I don't know if they had to have started by taking pictures of, I don't know if there were a lot of famous people that yeah. were started as the Beauty of the Week or whatnot. But then, yeah, they would have a little blurb about what they were into, skydiving or whatever, and it was page 43. And then you'd go wow. to the back of the magazine to see what the top singles and the albums were of the week. And then maybe you'd go and try to read an article or two about who was on the front of it or whatever. But that was, I mean, must-see magazine. Page 43.
Hmm.
It's awesome.
So Jet Magazine, I guess, ceased publication in 2014. Printing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
still go digital?
I don't even think they're
no
out there now. Yeah, I don't know if Ebony Magazine is out there now. Ebony Magazine was, of course, because Jet Magazine was tiny. It wasn't a full-size magazine like
Sports Illustrated.
Like a Reader's
Digest type thing?
Yeah, it was small. Yeah.
So in June of 2016... Okay, Johnson Publishing sold both Ebony and Jet. So they were the same company owned both of them
mm-hmm.
there at the end. And then they sold it, and then that went bankrupt. Oh, no.
But that's all magazines, right? Are there?
Yeah.
And there's not a magazine out there. What magazine now can you get a subscription for that will be delivered to your mailbox every single week or every month?
I still get the Atlantic. I get that.
What is that?
That's a monthly magazine. I think it's monthly, right? Or is
they
it
still have
every
Time
2 weeks?
And Newsweek and stuff like that.
It has long form pieces about culture and things
okay.
like that.
Yeah. You can still get magazines.
I don't think Time is still printed.
Really?
And I don't think Newsweek is either.
I don't know.
I'm seeing a digital version of Ebony magazine right here.
Still?
As late as February.
Dang, that surprises me. But I don't want the digital version. I want that sucker delivered to my mailbox.
Big paper.
Paper, yes. That's what I need. That's what we're missing.
Yeah. You need that physical touch.
I do.
The whole
Sports Illustrated
43
for years,
in your hands.
But canceled that a few years back.
Is that monthly now? Sports Illustrated?
It was. When I got rid of it, it was monthly. They did the 12 issues a month, or a year, and then like two bonus issues. But remember, it used to be you'd get one every week, and then they would have the swimsuit issue that was actually awesome.
Yeah.
And that went away. Man, I used to collect them.
I think you can get the physical copy of Sports Illustrated when you click the order
page. Yeah, they might have gotten rid of that.
Yeah. It says, our order pages are temporarily unavailable.
So sad.
Mm. Wasn't it big news when, it seemed like we talked about it on the air, it was either Sports Illustrated, I think it was Sports Illustrated, we did a segment when they stopped printing, or was it Sporting News went out of business?
Man, Sporting News, I used to get that too, I forgot.
I will bet you if I go to my parents' house today, mm-hmm. that they may have old copies of Jed or Ebony or something that's
been sitting
around.
You need to bring some up, I'd love to look at them.
They have to have some that's still in a closet somewhere or something.
I love old magazines because they're like a snapshot of that week in American life. You know,
right.
Looking at the ads even. I just love looking at the ads, the products that were out then, the styles that people had.
I still have some Sports Illustrated that I kept because I liked the cover. So some of them I would take the magazine out and just keep the cover and put them in frames. So I've got a bunch of framed Sports Illustrated covers, and then for whatever reason, some of them, I just kept the entire magazine.
Now, were you, as a youth, the one that would tear out pages and put them on your bedroom wall?
I did that, yes.
Did you have any posters or anything? Who did you have a poster of?
I had a Kathy Ireland poster of her in a bikini. My dad, for whatever reason, my mom would, I think, kind of be like, But we would have, I had a Vindola poster of her in a bikini. I had a bunch of Michael Jordan posters. I had, you know, him from the free throw line. I had the wing one with him holding, the Bo Jackson shoulder pad and bat poster. I had a Nolan Ryan Express poster. I had a bunch of posters.
Like, I got into that game a little late. My sister would have, like, she loved Eric Dickerson growing up and Prince. So her room had Eric Dickerson, whatever magazine he was on, she'd go by just to tear it out and put it on the wall and whatever Prince. And like I was into hip hop and I'd have a couple of, what was the teen magazine that I'm trying to think of? I feel like Teen Beat is wrong.
There was Tiger Beat. There was, I think, a magazine called Teen.
It was some magazine where they focused on the hip hop artist or whatever, and you know, Salt and Pepper and LL Cool J. Like mm-hmm. I would tear that out, and those were like the first magazine pages I would put on the wall. The only poster I ever had was Karen White. She was an R&B singer. And it's funny, when I went to college, my roommate had the same exact poster. The only two posters in our room, and they were both
really?
The same Karen White poster. She sang Superwoman.
You didn't have the iconic Farrah Fawcett poster in the 70s?
No.
But the red swimsuit? I guess Matt's a little too young for that.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
I think my older brother had that one.
That's weird, because once...
Did you put any in your room? Posters? Oh, did
yeah,
you decorate the
well,
walls?
My brother and I shared a room okay. growing up. So there was that one. There was a poster of Sting playing a fretless Ibanez bass. I remember that. There was a poster of Steve Perry. There was a poster of Journey.
Nice.
There was some posters of Roger Staubach. We had the Doomsday poster, the famous Cowboys
okay.
Doomsday
yeah.
poster.
Yeah.
Trying to think. My brother, if he's listening, will send me the ones. He remembers all the posters we had in our room. You know, it'd be great if we could all find pictures of our childhood rooms and then post them to Twitter.
I know.
I've got some.
Like, I'd
somewhere.
Love to see your artwork on your walls, Donnie.
It wasn't a lot. I was not the one to decorate the walls for some reason. I would, you know, flip through the magazines, of course. Like, I probably just had the magazine, and if I thought about it, oh, you know what? Let me turn to page 43. It's probably the one page in the one magazine that I've turned to the most. Was
well,
the
so
Beauty of the Week.
If
Beauty of the
next
week.
Time you go to your parents, see if they got a stack of old Jet magazines. And bring them up, and we'll evaluate the beauties of the
but
week.
But you have to go to page 43 first.
Yes, absolutely. That's what
yes.
we're doing it for.
Okay, all
yeah.
right.
That's where you go.
Yes.
It's interesting, because once I got into high school, and I started getting a subscription to Sports Illustrated, I think I've told you this before. I have pictures of it. I collected them, and I would, in chronological order, put them on the wall. So by the time I got out of high school, my entire, every single wall of my, every inch of my bedroom in high school was covered in Sports Illustrated. So 500 and something, I think, is what it ended up being. And it was, I don't know, it was like walking into a Sports Illustrated museum.
Now, did you have messy room or clean room since you shared it with your brother?
Growing up, it was pretty clean, actually, when I think back to it. Yeah.
Man, I did not keep a clean room. I would get yelled at all the time for my messy room. You have to clean up and
just throw clothes everywhere all over the floor and all that.
I had a full-size pinball machine in my room.
Oh, really?
So you were rich.
No, I'm a husband.
But I would, I knew no kids that had a full-size pinball machine.
But I would put clothes on the pinball machine.
So you didn't even play it?
No, I did. And when I wanted to play it, you just throw all the clothes on the floor, play your pinball machine, and then just dump them back on there. Man, I would get fussed at all the time. And then you just close the door. You clean any room? Yes, ma'am. Close the door. I'll just throw it in the closet or whatever. And then you come in and just, yeah, I did not keep a clean room. I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Did your parents make you do chores?
Yes.
What were some of your regular chores?
Take out the trash, yep. Wash the dishes, clean your room.
Yeah, the usual ones.
I don't think we had to wash the dishes. And my dad wouldn't let us mow the lawn because he loved mowing the lawn.
And my dad did too, but he definitely wanted me to mow the lawn. And the first time I did, it felt like we discovered that I was allergic to the grass. And my mom put a kibosh to that. And I don't think my dad was happy.
Well,
I think that was kind of the pass down thing, you know? Uh-huh. And that did not go well. And he's like mad at me for being allergic to grass. I had nothing to do with it.
Are you still allergic to grass?
Maybe.
No, he uses gummies now.
That is kind of why I had to mow the yard. I think I first started mowing the yard, I was like 12 or 13. And then my dad would do the edging and the weed whacker or whatever, like
the whacking and edging.
But I would mow the yard.
Hey, if it's grass on the field.
Well, I feel like as I've gotten older, I do more of the...
You got to mow it.
The weed whacking.
What?
You what me? The trash. I hated taking out the trash.
Really? It's just down the drive?
I never remember us taking out the trash.
Across the street. I don't know why.
I guess my dad took out the trash, and that was back in the day. This is so ridiculous, but the old trash cans were metal trash cans with that stupid metal lid that we had to fit down on top of it.
Right.
And it would come loose and get malformed, and you couldn't put it on there. Like, trash can technology is so much better now than it used to be back then.
It really is. Those giant plastic receptacles.
But now I don't even have the trash can now. We just put the bags on the curb.
Wow.
We don't have any
trash. You don't have to put your trash in a bin?
No. We put our recycling in a bin, but our trash is just a bag on the out front. And that's the way it was growing up also.
Do animals ever get into that?
No, because I usually wait until I hear a truck to put it out. I don't put it out early or overnight.
Man, I've got a raccoon that keeps getting into my trash, and it scares the hell out of me at least a couple times a month. Because I'll be coming out to get my car to go to work, and I have to pass the trash cans. And it'll wait till I'm right by the trash can, and then it'll bolt out of it like a jack-in-the-box.
So it climbs up into the trash bin.
Oh, yeah. It gets inside there and just starts feeding.
Dang.
And if I don't know, if it's doing it while I'm coming out,
right,
then it'll hear me and I'll get right next to it and it'll bolt out of there and scares me. I can't tell you how many times I've been scalded with hot coffee as I'm tearing my coffee out to my car.
I've always been like, when animals get into the trash and you know it's your trash that's in your neighbor's yard, you need to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an instance a few weeks ago where my neighbor's trash was in my yard, and you know it's yours. You know it because you see the bag open, and even if it's the wind or the animal that put it in my yard, it's not my responsibility to get it out of my yard.
Well, if you want it out of your yard, though, you're going to have to get it.
But if my trash blows into my neighbor's yard, I know it's mine. I know what I've put in there, and I know I'm going to get it. Whether it's a loose water bottle that flew out of the recycling bin and it's over in my neighbor's yard. Ah, my bad. Pizza box. You know what? That's mine. I know I had it.
So you'll clean up your trash out of your neighbor's yard.
Absolutely.
But do they do it for you?
No.
I mean, I mow half my neighbor's yard, so. Because they never took care of it and it was driving me nuts, so I mowed the part that I could see.
And I don't think that's very neighborly.
No.
We're all in this thing together.
You got to be kind to each other.
Right.
I do like it that Matt's in that trap. I've had that happen before, too. When you have someone near you or next to you that won't take care of their place.
I can't stand it.
You end up having to take care of it because they care. Whoever cares the least
yes.
wins.
I know. Because that's never us. That's never me. I care way too much.
Like, I can see your yard when I pull up to my house, and I don't like looking at it like that, so I'm just going to make it how I want
it to
look.
The weeds grown up about 2-3 feet.
What if they come out and say you missed a spot?
Well, when somebody lived there, nobody did anything, and now that they're trying to sell the house, and I guess because I mowed the yard for them, they just expected somebody magically
that's
is
right.
going to do
you
it.
You should get like 3% if they sell it.
I should, but I can't not do it. I have to do it.
Are you good about your lawnmower maintenance?
Uh-oh. The maintenance of my lawnmower?
Yeah.
In what sense?
No, like you change the oil, you get the blade sharpened frequently, you...
No, I don't. Should I?
You store it properly in the wintertime, you don't leave ethanol gasoline in the carburetor.
Wow, interesting.
Uh-oh.
It's going down the rabbit hole.
Oh, no.
That's why you just don't own a lawnmower. You don't even have to worry about
it. Oh, look at Donnie.
Hey,
yeah.
Put up the signal. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody,
here we go.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
We can't skip it. Yeah. Garden.
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 Garden. Well, sing it like mad at Summer Chill. Ba 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 ba. Before we get to the news at 11:30, we will talk NBA draft. It's happening tomorrow. First round coverage here on The Ticket.